Right now, the human brain takes exactly 13 milliseconds to process an image and judge a brand.
13 milliseconds. It's
It
wild.
really is. I mean,
Yeah.
think about the digital world you interact with every single day, the apps on your phone, the websites you browse, the software you use for work.
Right, everywhere.
We've basically entered this era where every company on Earth has access to the exact same, endless libraries of high-definition stock photos, the same drag-and-drop component libraries, and now, obviously, this massive tidal wave of AI-generated
Oh,
assets.
absolutely. It's just a flood.
And it has created what the sources call a vast, endless sea of sameness. So, in a landscape where everyone can instantly generate these polished, identical aesthetics, how do you actually win a 13-millisecond war?
Well, you definitely don't win it by being faster or cheaper, right? You win it by being unmistakable.
Unmistakable. I like that.
Yeah, because we've essentially traded unique character for the ability to build digital products instantly. And the result of that trade is this sort of frictionless
It's
amnesia.
frictionless amnesia.
Yeah, like you scroll for an hour
Yeah.
and you remember absolutely nothing. It all just blends together.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because if the problem is absolute efficiency erasing brand personality, the antidote we're pulling from today's sources is custom illustration.
Okay.
But I feel like we need to define our terms immediately here, because when people hear the word illustration, they tend to picture, I don't know, someone drawing a nice decorative picture to fill up an empty corner of a web page.
Like a little cartoon or something.
Exactly. But in a professional design context, we're talking about something much, much more structural.
We really are. We're talking about comprehensive visual systems. Professional illustration practically never exists in isolation.
Right.
It's an active, functional component of a brand's architecture. It operates right alongside typography, color palettes, and layout to actually govern how a brand communicates.
It's part of the foundation.
Exactly. And what is really critical to understand here is that the medium the illustrator chooses actually dictates the psychological response of the user.
Okay, let's get into the mechanics of those mediums then. The source material highlights a few specific types, digital, hand-drawn, vector, and mixed media.
Right, the big four.
But rather than just defining what those are, because, we all know what software or pencil is, I want to look at why a brand would choose one over the other.
That's the real question.
Take hand-drawn illustration versus vector illustration, for example. Vector is fascinating to me because it's built on geometric paths. It's essentially a magical rubber band.
A magical rubber band. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Right, like you can stretch a vector illustration to the size of an app icon, or you could blow it up to the side of a skyscraper and it never loses quality or gets blurry.
And that scalability is exactly why tech companies rely so heavily on vector systems. Vector illustration communicates this sleek, modern, software efficiency.
It feels very clean.
It feels clean, exactly. It feels infinitely scalable, which, mirrors the product itself perfectly.
Makes total sense.
But then you look at hand-drawn illustration, where traditional media like ink or paint is used. Maybe it's scanned and refined digitally later, but a brand chooses hand-drawn specifically to introduce human imperfection.
Oh, that's interesting. So it's intentional flaw.
Exactly. That slight waver in a line or the texture of a brushstroke, it triggers nostalgia, warmth, and this implicit trust.
And the mixed media is what blending those illustrations with actual photography, which kind of grounds these abstract drawings in the real physical world.
Yeah, that's right. But what's fascinating here is that while the formats are vastly different in their technical execution, they are all united by intent.
Intent. So the format doesn't matter as much as the goal.
Exactly. Format is secondary to purpose. Good illustration is never just decorative filler. Its job is to convey a message or to take a highly abstract idea and make it tangible in a way that, frankly, words or photographs simply cannot manage.
Okay, but playing devil's advocate here, building custom physics for your brand sounds incredibly labor-intensive.
Oh, it is. It's a huge undertaking.
Right. So if I'm a startup, I have an iPhone with a 4K camera in my pocket, and I have a premium subscription to a stock photo library. Why shouldn't I just use that?
It's a fair question.
I mean, why go to the immense trouble and expense of illustrating something completely from scratch when reality is just so readily available?
Well, the visual heavyweights, and by that I mean photography, stock assets, and illustration, they each serve very different strategic masters.
Okay, how so?
Consider stock assets first. Platforms like Unsplash or Adobe Stock, they offer unprecedented convenience. I mean, you get highly polished visuals instantly for practically nothing.
Right, it's super easy.
But the trade-off, however, is exclusivity. By definition, your biggest competitor can go download the exact same smiling corporate team holding coffee cups and use it on their own homepage.
Which dilutes your brand identity to absolute zero.
Precisely. You become invisible.
But wait, what if I hire a photographer? You know, a custom photo shoot in my own office with my own products. Nobody else has those photos. Isn't that built from scratch too?
It is custom, yes. But a custom photo shoot captures reality. It provides proof. So if you're selling a luxury watch or documenting a news event, you absolutely need that authenticity.
Right, you need to see the actual thing.
But photography is always tethered to the physical constraints of the real world. You're limited by the lighting, by the actors, by the location, and, you know, by gravity itself.
Gravity can be a real pain for a photo shoot.
Right. Illustration, on the other hand, is about constructing a wholly unique visual voice from absolutely nothing. You aren't capturing a universe, you are inventing one.
Inventing a universe. I love that phrasing. But isn't inventing a universe a massive risk?
How do you mean?
Well, with a photograph of a coffee cup, the audience instantly recognizes it. There's zero cognitive load.
Sure.
But if I invent this stylized, abstract, illustrated universe with strange proportions and unnatural colors, aren't I risking the audience not understanding what I'm actually trying to sell?
That's a great point, and it raises an important question about strategic constraints. Because inventing a universe doesn't mean abandoning logic.
Okay.
It just means you get to dictate the metaphor. When you control the laws of physics in your brand's universe, you can exaggerate specific elements to guide the user's focus.
Oh, I see.
Like, you can visualize a complex software integration as two friendly interlocking shapes. You can't photograph a software integration.
No, you really can't. It's just lines of code.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So illustration allows you to own a visual style that is completely immune to replication, because that reality doesn't exist anywhere except in your brand guidelines.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. Let's look at the actual return on investment of inventing that reality. We started by mentioning that the human brain processes an image in 13 milliseconds.
Yeah, that research from MIT is just staggering.
It is. 13 milliseconds is faster than the blink of an eye. The amygdala processes the visual input before the prefrontal cortex can even read a single word of your headline.
Which forces us to realize that the visual itself is the primary content. The words are secondary.
Wow.
And that 13 millisecond window is where illustration carries a massive psychological load. Because it establishes distinct identity, it creates a visual shorthand.
Visual shorthand, like how you can recognize a close friend from a block away.
Yes, exactly. You recognize them just by their posture or the way they walk, long before you can actually see their face.
Mm-hmm.
A strong illustration system functions the exact same way for a brand.
That makes so much sense. And it builds a bridge for understanding, too. You see this constantly in editorial design or fintech.
Fintech is a great example.
Right. Taking a genuinely tedious concept like, I don't know, compound interest or blockchain architecture, and using an illustration to translate that really dense thinking into an accessible feeling, it makes the complex feel approachable.
And that transition from thinking to feeling, that brings us to the emotional connection, which is perhaps the most potent psychological lever illustration has.
Because it feels human.
Because it inherently signals craft.
Right.
An audience subconsciously knows that a human mind had to deliberately place every single line and choose every single color. And that signals care. Digital products desperately need this because they inherently lack physical warmth. The source material actually points to the app Headspace as the gold standard for this.
Oh, Headspace is such a perfect example. I mean, think about the apps on your own phone right now. Imagine opening a mental health app when you're experiencing severe anxiety.
It's a vulnerable moment.
Exactly. And if you're hit with a cold clinical stock photograph of a doctor in a white coat looking concerned, your brain registers stress, clinical environments, and pathology all in that 13 millisecond window.
And the cognitive friction of that would cause users to bounce immediately. They'd just close the app.
Without a doubt.
But Headspace understands that. Their entire illustration system.
Yeah.
You know, the warm, rounded, slightly quirky, character-driven shapes. It isn't just a nice-to-have aesthetic layer.
No, it's totally baked in.
It is the core functional mechanism that makes the app feel safe, calming, and human.
Mm.
The illustration is quite literally doing the heavy lifting of user retention.
And because it's a proprietary system, it has ultimate flexibility. Like that same rounded, warm character style that anchors the app dashboard can transition seamlessly to a billboard, right? Or to an Instagram ad, or to an animated YouTube explainer.
It works everywhere.
It maintains absolute brand governance without ever feeling repetitive.
But to execute that level of flexibility, you really have to completely reframe the role of the illustrator within a company. They are not internal artists commissioned to just paint a canvas.
Right, because a painter stops when the canvas is full. The goal is the image itself. I kind of look at the professional illustrator working on a brand team as an architect.
Oh, that's a brilliant analogy.
Thanks. Because an architect has to design doors that actually open, hallways that intuitively guide foot traffic, and foundations that hold a specific weight. Wow. They aren't just drawing pretty houses.
Exactly. And an illustrator is doing the exact same thing, just with color, line, and composition. They're guiding the user's eye toward a checkout button, or maybe softening the blow of a complex 404 error page. They have to ask why before they ask what.
And that architectural mindset aligns perfectly with the philosophy of Nifty Studio, which the source text highlights.
Nifty Studio, yes.
Mm-hmm.
They approach illustration fundamentally as a strategic tool.
Not just decoration.
Right. The goal is to build comprehensive visual systems with component libraries that scale. So when multiple designers on a large team need to create assets, the illustration system provides the structural rules so everything feels like it came from the exact same hand.
Okay, let's bring this into the real world. We know the theory, we know the psychology. What does it actually look like when a brand pulls this off and weaponizes illustration as a competitive advantage?
Nando's is a really brilliant case study for this.
Oh, I love Nando's.
They're a massive global restaurant brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. They refuse to use polished, generic food photography as their primary visual driver. Instead, they use this incredibly bold, irreverent illustration system.
It's super loud.
Very loud.
It uses this bespoke, rough-hewn typography, thick, scratchy lines, and these vibrant, almost aggressive colors. It feels like the artwork was just quickly sketched out on a napkin in Johannesburg.
And that is a deliberate architectural choice. That illustration style visually tastes like peri-peri spice.
Wow, yes. Visually tastes like spice. That's exactly it.
It communicates attitude and heat before you even read a menu. Honestly, you could strip the Nando's logo off a billboard, and anyone who's ever eaten there would still know exactly whose ad it was.
That is the ultimate test. The other example from the sources is Mamiwada, the South African surf brand. This is an absolute masterclass in inventing a universe.
It really is.
Because if you think about the traditional surf industry, the visual norm has been identical for decades.
Oh, completely.
It's that classic Californian or Australian aesthetic, you know? Blonde hair, blue ocean, sun-drenched photography. It all looks exactly the same.
And Mamiwada disrupted that entirely by building a brand world rooted in African mythology.
So cool.
They utilize these vibrant Pan-African color palettes, bold graphic shapes, and illustrations of mythical creatures riding waves.
Just totally different from the industry standard.
Right. And they didn't choose illustration because a photo shoot at the beach was too expensive. They chose it to completely separate themselves from the visual fatigue of their industry. They created a lifestyle and a mythology that their competitors physically cannot photograph.
They invented a universe. But, okay, we have to map out the boundaries here. Illustration is incredibly powerful, but it's not a universal skeleton key.
No, definitely not.
When does this architectural approach fail? Like, when should a brand actively avoid using custom illustration?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture of project management and, you know, just reality, there are three hard constraints.
Okay, what's the first one?
First is the budget. A strong custom visual system requires serious financial investment. If a brand attempts to cut corners and commission cheap illustration, it looks exactly that cheap.
And that hurts the brand.
It signals a complete lack of quality to the user. A clean, affordable stock photo will always perform better than a poorly executed, rushed custom drawing.
That makes sense. Which ties directly into the second constraint, right? Time.
Yeah.
You cannot generate a strategic visual system over a weekend.
Good illustration requires iteration. It requires drafting, refinement, and testing to ensure those visual metaphors actually land with the audience.
Right.
If the turnaround times are incredibly tight, illustration is just the wrong tool for the job.
Okay, so budget and time. What's the third constraint?
The third constraint is the necessity of documentary realism.
Ah, meaning you need to show the real thing.
Exactly. If an e-commerce brand needs to show the specific weave of a fabric on a jacket, or, say, a news organization is covering a geopolitical event, Illustration introduces subjectivity, where the user demands objective proof.
You can't illustrate a news event. People would think you're hiding something.
Precisely. Photography is mandatory in those spaces.
You need that proof of reality. So it's not a binary choice where a brand has to swear an oath to only use drawings forever.
No, not at all.
The most sophisticated brands deploy both illustration and photography, using each specific tool where it solves the right problem.
They let photography prove the reality of their product, and they let illustration govern the emotional tone of their brand universe.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? We've covered a tremendous amount of ground today. We've redefined custom illustration from a simple, you know, decorative sketch into a structural, strategic visual system.
We really have.
And we've explored the profound difference between capturing a reality with a camera and inventing a bespoke reality with an illustrator's pen.
And we broke down the neurological stakes of that 13-millisecond window where warm human imperfection can instantly disarm a user and communicate really complex ideas through feeling alone.
What it really boils down to is that custom illustration is not just some passing aesthetic trend on social media. It is a vital, long-term competitive advantage.
A moat, basically.
Yeah, a visual moat. In a digital landscape where everyone defaults to AI generation and stock imagery because it feels safe, fast, and frictionless, we have to remember one crucial thing. Safe often equals forgettable.
That's the danger.
The shift to custom illustration almost always happens at the exact moment a brand realizes they need to actually stand out rather than just, you know, showing up.
Personality is your greatest asset in a landscape full of aesthetic clones. The brands that people actually remember, the ones that actually earn loyalty, they're the ones that feel like something. They have a heartbeat.
They leave a mark. And as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a final thought to mull over. It's a sort of visual audit you can run yourself right now.
Ooh, I like this.
Think about your favorite brand, or look at your own personal website, or a project you're managing at work right now. If that project was entirely stripped of its name and its logo was completely removed from the header, would its visual voice alone still be recognizable to you?
That is a tough question for a lot of brands.
It is. Would it still communicate your specific identity? Or would it just fade right back into the background noise of templates and stock photos?
If you're relying on the exact same stock photos as everyone else, it's definitely just going to fade away.
It is a demanding question, but honestly, answering it might be the key to finally breaking out of the sea of sameness. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. As you navigate the digital world today, we encourage you to look just a little bit closer at the visual systems you encounter and see if you can spot the ones that are actually trying to tell you a story.